Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That's it. That's it. No music. Just the mummy screaming, signifying breaking news.
Yes.
I like it. For those who missed it in the last segment, TJ Watt not expected to report to mandatory minicamp today. Doran said it's a big deal. Guy's pissed. I think it's a bad look. Your chance to chime in at 412-928-9370. I feel like we missed the music a little bit.
A little bit.
I feel like it took some of the wind out of my sails.
Mm-hmm.
We had great energy in the last segment, and now we've got this mummy scream and nothing else. Here we go. I think it's a bad look. Doran says, TJ clearly pissed. Your thoughts on a Steelers captain and future Hall of Famer not doing what he did 4 years ago, which was hold in, but instead, we got ourselves a hold out.
Yes.
412-928-9370. The YouTube stream is popping. I'm guessing that our stream is popping. People want to give their opinions on this. We'd love to hear from you. Is it a bad look? 412-928-9370. Just to underscore your point about TJ being pissed, he did the peace sign thing. He didn't do that last time. He's doing the holdout now. He was a hold-in last time. And coming off of the hold-in, he tied the single-season sack record. So if ever there was a blueprint to follow, that's the blueprint. And he's going the opposite way. And you know. People would be crushing Aaron Rodgers if he weren't here today.
Absolutely.
So why wouldn't we crush TJ Watt?
I mean, there's only one reason. I mean, we got a tweet here. So explain to me how TJ participating in minicamp benefits anyone. If anything, it's you're hindering the young players of getting reps. Like, it's not really about the reps. It's not about him working on his skills. It's mandatory.
Just be there.
Yeah.
Right.
There.
Exactly mandatory. Right. It's mandatory. You set a good example. Craig Riley wasn't jumping on the air at the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon, but him being around as our fearless, bald leader, it's good for morale.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't need to throw bald in there, but I did anyhow. 412-928-9370. Yeah, you can't talk out of both sides of your mouth here, Steelers fans. If Aaron Rodgers weren't there today, people would be excoriating him.
Yes.
Doesn't care about the team, doesn't care about the process. Now, I understand there are differences. He's picking up a new offense, whereas TJ Watt is going to play in the same defense, but TJ himself said it at the end of the year. He wanted to be used differently this season. He wants to move around a little bit. Alex Highsmith recently said something similar when he was on with the NFL Network. There's going to be wrinkles, and yeah, I'm sure he can pick it up, but why not now? Why not in June, when the next time after these three practices, everyone's going to get together, isn't going to be until the end of July?
Mark Abali just tweeted, if the Steelers want, they could fine Watt around $100,000 for missing minicamp.
Because it's mandatory.
Yep.
And
I mean, do you expect them to fine him? And that's just going to make things worse. I mean, but I fully expect them to do it if that's their rules. That's the rules. I expect them to do it, and that's just going to make it worse. Probably.
That's a great question. I'd fine his ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
Be here.
Be here. You want to win playoff games here? Then put the effort in. That was the thing with Rodgers. Does he really care about football? Ask the same thing about TJ then, or is it all just about the money? Because he could get the money by being here for the ball. And people are texting in that TJ's got a new kid, and believe me, I empathize with that. There's nothing better than being a father, and you want to spend as much time as you can with your kids. But I can't just take today off of work because I want to spend quality time with my kid.
Yeah, there's no paternity leave in the NFL.
Right. And even if so, like it would have passed. The kid's 3 months old, right. For God's sake.
DK Metcalf just had a kid, too. He's 2 months, 3 months.
Yeah, and DK's going to be there today. Right. We kind of had this pegged when we saw that Watt wasn't at the Cam Hayward golf outing. 412-928-9370. We've given our thoughts. Duffy in the car wants to give his. Good morning, Duffy.
Good morning.
What up?
Hey, man, I just have a thought. T.J. Watt, you're picking on him for not being there, and I agree. The reason I do is he's under contract. He's being paid. I remember Mike Merriweather back in the day. Didn't report. Art Rooney Sr. didn't pull any punches. He said, I own you. You will play for me or you won't get paid. He lost $1 million, ended his career, basically. So
yeah.
That's my thoughts on T.J. Watt. Get your butt in camp.
I'm with you, Duffy. And look, I understand when guys want to get paid that they're going to do stuff outside of the norm to try to get paid. But T.J. Watt did it 4 years ago by actually being there, and he sets the all-time single-season sack record.
Right.
I would have been totally fine if he reported today and didn't play.
Right, and didn't practice, yeah.
I don't want to see this guy get hurt out there whenever he's trying to make money, and even more so for the good of the team. Like, you need a healthy T.J. Watt. They win games, not playoff games. They win games when he's there. They don't when he's not. This is a change in the way that he's behaving. And it makes you wonder just why.
I know exactly why.
You think he's mad that they waited around for Rodgers?
There's a lot of reasons why, but I think the main reason, and I just said this before, I think his brother's in his ear saying, don't get taken advantage of. Don't let them do this to you. You deserve this. You deserve that. Look at how my career went.
They should have done this 2 years ago.
Done this a while ago. I played for in a different team at the end of my career. I guarantee his brother's in his ear. His brother went out, I mean, on national TV and the podcast or whatever he was on and said it multiple times.
And if we're going to put words in Art Rooney II's mouth when his brother goes out and talks about being above the mean, we should absolutely keep that same energy whenever it's J.J. Watt talking about T.J. Watt.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys they're tight, man. They're brothers. They hang out all the time. They go ice fishing and do weird kind of cheese curd stuff in Wisconsin. So if JJ's saying it, he's just being the mouthpiece for TJ. Here's a text. Man, F what? He only cares about individual awards. Call it out. All right, do you agree with that texter? 412-928-9370. Is your reaction to Watt holding out today F what? 412-928-9370. We had this conversation off air today. Off air. Where we were talking about everyone wants to trade TJ Watt. Everyone wants to trade, or not everyone, but people want to trade Paul Skeens. Sidney Crosby haven't quite got to that spot. And you're like, what the hell's going on with us here in Pittsburgh? And man, Watt ain't won nothing. Like, that's the other thing that should that rub me the wrong way? I mean, it's not 100% his fault. Like, it goes to Mike Tomlin. But he ain't ever won a playoff game. And he's holding out. And he says he's all about winning. He just wants to win here. Well, then you got to do everything possible to win. And part of that is being here.
But so does the team. Like, it takes two to tango.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have to come up with their end of the bargain, too. Like, their end of the deal, right? Like, if I want to win and I say I want to be here and I want to win here, show me that you want to do the same. I can't just say it and you don't want me here.
But you could do it the same way you did 4 years ago and be like, hey, guys, like, this is kind of nonsense that you're not paying me. I'm not going to play. I'll be here.
Yeah, but there's been a couple slaps in the face, and I'm not trying to stick up for TJ. I'm just trying to kind of just, you know, psychologically think through this. There's been a couple slaps in the face. One, not getting paid first. Not getting paid second.
Well, that's terrible. That, without question, terrible business by the Steelers. How can you, as Art Rooney II, come out at the end of the year and say, we want to make this guy a one-helmet guy, and then wait around for other edge rushers that you knew would be up for new contracts, get paid before him?
And then
it's just stupid business.
It's also come out a little bit that there has been negotiations. There has been a contract that is and is probably another slap in the face. Like he's like, I'm not gonna take that.
Yeah, the whole art of the deal.
$37 million, something. I'm just throwing out numbers. I don't know what the actual number was, but less than those the other two guys.
I still think he should be there. But yeah, the Steelers screwed this pooch. Big time they screwed this pooch. You're right about that. And then you look at the salary cap table. Who's making the most on the team right now? It ain't you, man. It's DK Metcalf, a guy that's never suited up for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
First time suiting up is in a couple hours.
Yep. And so I understand why he's mad. I still think he could handle it better. 412-928-9370. Holy cow. The text line has exploded. F what? Who's the captain? Here's another text. Did someone tell TJ it's playoff time? Is that why he isn't showing up?
Man.
Do you agree with these texters? 412-928-9370. We'll take your calls. The phone lines have exploded. When we come back, we move Neil Walker. Neil had to get on a chiropractor table at 9:15. We had obviously gone long in the last hour, so we want to be able to talk to Neil in full form, and we'll effort to do that later on in the week. We don't want to shortchange Neil, and we don't want to shortchange our listeners who want to talk about this TJ Watt situation. 412-928-9370. Neil Walker would have been brought to you by Mike Camlin Hyundai, home of the Mike Camlin Advantage, oil changes for life. Neil Walker on the fan, also brought to you by Goodrich and Geist. Get the good guys, Goodrich and Geist. TJ.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay, Watt, not going to show up to mandatory minicamp today. Your reaction at 412-928-9370. Texter writes in, volunteers, not hostages. Trade his ass. So that'll be a new Twitter poll. Volunteers, not hostages, trade his ass, question mark? Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Pony just tweeted out, put his ass on the trading block. And here's why it's nuanced to me, Doran. They want to keep him. They should have paid him.
Right.
If they wanted to trade him, they should have done it a long-ass time ago.
Right.
Instead of waiting for this to reach a fever pitch, to reach critical mass, where teams have already allocated a lot of their salary cap to players early in free agency, to their own guys getting contract extensions, you're going to have, you would think, less buyers now on a TJ Watt deal than you would have had earlier in the offseason.
Yep.
Wouldn't mean that there'd be no takers. Teams that are close, we've brought up Buffalo a bunch, they might be interested, but who are they bidding against? This is a disaster of Omar Khan's creation. And they could screw up a one-car funeral, man. If you really wanted the guy to finish his career in a Steelers helmet, as stated by Art Rooney II, then you get it done as priority A this offseason. And it would not have affected this year's salary cap, apart from actually lowering the number in all likelihood. So it would have helped them get other things done. Or, if you wanted to trade him, do it before. But now it's reached this point where now it's going to be a distraction. And my God, dude, there is going to be a There's going to be a tear in the matrix today when Aaron Rodgers gets asked about TJ Watt not being there.
Right, true.
Are you kidding me? That's where we are, is Aaron Rodgers is going to be getting asked questions by the media at camp today, and Watt is not. I wouldn't have had that on my bingo card.
TJ Watt for Terry McLaurin, he's not attending minicamp as well. Would you trade TJ Watt for Terry McLaurin?
Yeah, I would do that. Would you do that?
I mean, I know.
Just as a hypothetical, yeah, I would do that.
They need an edge rusher. Steelers need a receiver.
I would absolutely do that.
I would do it. And then you're paying less.
And we've talked for years. Spend more money on offense than you do on defense. You got to score points to keep up with the Joneses in the NFL. You want to have an eye on the future and an eye on right now, and you want your quarterback next season, your rookie, let's say it's Drew Aller, whomever it is. Now they're throwing to Terry McLaurin. Now they're throwing to DK Metcalf. Yeah, I would do that in a heartbeat. 412-928-9370. We've said a lot of things. Let's let Ed in Pittsburgh chime in next. Hi, Ed.
Hey, guys. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning.
So, I'm not going to say much. Just want your thoughts. Do we have a Watt problem, an organization problem, or an industry problem? Has the cap really influenced the way players think about salaries and retiring with a team? Your thoughts, I'll let you go.
Thank you, Ed. I think the cap going up only helps TJ Watt here. He's going to be looking for more than Myles Garrett, we think, at least more guaranteed money than Myles Garrett. And from a percentage of the cap standpoint, it's really not going to hurt the Steelers all that much. From an organizational standpoint, yeah, I just said it. They could screw up a one-car funeral.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they thought TJ would take it this far. And I think they took him for granted, man.
They thought TJ wanted to be a one-helmet guy and that he would take a hometown discount. And that's not the case.
And what am I taking a hometown discount for exactly?
Right. And clearly it would be a discount. Clearly whatever they put in front of him already, if they have, which I've read that they've had already, it is lower than what the other two guys are getting.
Absolutely. If it wasn't, I think it'd be signed already.
Exactly.
TJ Watt has 108 sacks in his NFL career. He has a whole bunch of forced fumbles. Myles Garrett, while a great player and a future Hall of Famer, has fewer sacks than TJ Watt. He does have one more playoff win than TJ Watt. But from a counting stats perspective, TJ Watt is a better player than Myles. Now, TJ has been banged up in each of the last two seasons. He missed the playoff game in Buffalo. He really was invisible down the stretch because he was playing through some stuff. There's no question about that. But the next guy is always the guy that gets paid the most. And when the statistics are that similar, of course TJ should be expecting that. And the Steelers should have been expecting that TJ was expecting that. And they should have got it done earlier on in the offseason. But all that being said, if you want there to be good faith negotiations and the last time you went through this, it all worked out for you, go about it the same way this time. Especially when it seems like we're at rubber meets the road territory. He says he desperately wants to win. You just signed Aaron Rodgers because this franchise will always fall on the sword attempting to win. And now you're going to be the guy that doesn't show up? Come on, man.
Yeah.
Brandon in Sewickley, hello. What up, Brandon?
How you doing?
Good, dude.
Hey, I just want to make a quick comment. About what you had said about how they've changed so much. They're paying DK Metcalf $150 million. They changed the roster, five different quarterbacks. But they need to change the way they do business in the offseason. I mean, do good business. Get out ahead of the TJ Watt deal, and they could have had him for like $35, $38 million.
100%.
Yeah, so I just wanted to make a comment about that. They need to change the way they do that, and there's never bad business by doing that.
They've made some strides,
yeah,
but they're not all the way there yet, not by any stretch. Like, the reason why Le'Veon Bell didn't sign a long-term deal in Pittsburgh is because they got so caught up in the sauce with the semantics of guaranteed, non-guaranteed money, and the way that they viewed it was, we don't cut guys. If they sign a long-term deal, we don't cut guys after the first two seasons. It just doesn't happen. Thus, those 2 years are guaranteed. Well, then put it in the fine print, man, that it is guaranteed. And they finally started forking over guaranteed money for guys. This idea that they can't negotiate contracts in season is so friggin' antiquated.
Oh.
And then this idea that even, okay, so they don't negotiate in season. They really don't get stuff done until the end of the offseason.
Right.
And so it's hanging over everyone's head. And Doran, you know more about distractions than I do, but I've gone in there and I've asked the questions an awful lot in the media settings, the media availabilities, minicamp, OTAs, training camp. Now, all these dudes are going to have to answer a million questions today. And I bet you all of them had a sigh of relief when Rodgers signed.
Yes.
Because, we get to talk about football.
And let Rodgers talk. Rodgers can talk about himself.
Yeah.
Now I don't have to answer to him. Now we have to, it's drummed right back up. Now I have to answer for somebody else.
Yes, because not only now, like you're going to have to still answer Rodgers' questions if you're these guys, but it's a lot more fun.
Yeah.
He's here. Oh, he's a Hall of Famer. Yeah. They've all got their talking points.
Right.
Would you ever go into a dark room?
Yeah. Oh, no, not me. Never.
You get to laugh about it. And then Rodgers gets to say the money quotes, and Tomlin gets to say the money quotes, and then some of the receivers will get asked tomorrow, hey, how'd it look day one? Oh, how'd it look day two? That's all easy boilerplate stuff. But you didn't have to say, oh, yeah, we believe in Mason, make that lie up. You don't have to do that. Now you got to lie on behalf of TJ Watt.
Yep.
We don't care. No, it'll be fine. It'll be... They're all talking on behalf of him.
Yep.
Last year, we talked to Jeff about this earlier. When Watt did the hold-in, he could speak for himself, and he could answer for himself.
Well, the person that's really got to answer is Cam Hayward, and he's probably sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was basically the only person that was talking about Aaron Rodgers. Now he has to talk about TJ. He's going to be asked the most, and maybe Highsmith. And he's probably sick of it.
Jack Sawyer's like, this is great.
Yeah. He's probably like, where is this guy?
Someone texted in and said, Herbig's really good. TJ Watt is expendable. Do you agree with that? 412-928-9370. We got a bunch of phone callers on hold. We'll get to you guys. You all want your voices to be heard on this today. And we'll let your voices through when we come back. Again, 412-928-9370. It's the text line as well. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Day one of mandatory minicamp for the Steelers, and here we thought the big news would be Aaron Rodgers spinning the football and then talking to the assembled media afterwards. Lo and behold, Adam Schefter and other insiders report TJ Watt will not report to mandatory minicamp today. I think I'm having a glitch in the matrix. You know what's going to be funny today, Doran? Tomlin is going to poo-poo the Watt thing. He's going to say something along the lines of TJ Watt is TJ Watt, and when he gets here, he will be TJ Watt. We are not worried about TJ Watt. He's handling his contract negotiation, blah, blah, blah. And then when talking about Rodgers, he's going to talk about how important it was for him to be here for day one of mandatory minicamp for all the team building things.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we let people weigh in?
Yes.
At 412-928-9370. Texter, TJ is great. Pay him now. Rusty in Pittsburgh. Well, I should have paid him like 2 months ago.
Right.
3 months ago. And now I guess those Jamokes in Cleveland on that morning show over there, Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima, are making fun of the Steelers situation.
No doubt.
I'll throw it right back at them real quick while we wait for the callers to come in. And we've got open phones right now. A couple of you dropped off during the break at 412-928-9370. So if you want to sound off, you can. Again, at 412-928-9370. What emotions are stirred up inside of you with TJ Watt not showing up to mandatory minicamp today? Is Cleveland going to win this year?
No.
I think they're going to be the worst team in the NFL. And for the last 2 days, the hosts on that station have cried in their beer over their running back going and signing in Houston,
mm-hmm.
Nick Chubb. They should be destroying that franchise for not letting that guy be a one-helmet dude. The hell do they have to lose by playing Nick Chubb this year? They're talking about what a great career he had. They're crushing Minka Fitzpatrick for cutting his Cleveland career short. No, the Browns cut his Cleveland career short. They could have had him for pennies on the dollar. And if he doesn't work out, then you let Quinshon Judkins be the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're going to miss Nick Chubb. Oh, Minka Fitzpatrick, he got him all hurt. Could have had him. Not going to win with them. Not going to win without them. Just saying. They struck a nerve. Cleveland trying to talk
Donnie,
down to us Donnie about
post
football.
Did you see Donnie posted their little segment?
Yeah, I didn't even hear what they said.
Me neither. Sure, it's ridiculous.
It might not even have been offensive at all, but I want to take shots at Cleveland. All right, Joey from Baldwin wants to chime in. Hi, Joey.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Oh, we're great.
One thing that I've been thinking about with this whole thing is it took Myles Garrett requesting a trade after not being paid to get his money. So I'm not really sure, like, him holding out of mandatory minicamp kind of feels like the same, like, all right, well, I'm not going to want to be here if you're not going to pay me. So either pay me or don't.
Have the Steelers screwed this up so badly, Joey, that they have turned TJ into what he hates, which is Myles Garrett? Is that what you're saying here?
I think so. I think so. I also, I agree that the stats are better for TJ, and so that's why he's going to want as much money. But again, you said that he hasn't won a playoff game. He's also older than Myles Garrett.
Yep.
And even though I think he should have won the Defensive Player of the Year, he has less accolades to show that this is why he should get the money. So if they're not going to pay him, they should just not pay him. But they need to do it now.
You think they will pay him?
I think so.
Me too.
I think they'll cave, and I think they'll give him more money than Myles
And you know what's going to happen, Doran? And thank you so much for the call, Joey, and you can get in line, too, at 412-928-9370. This thing that was always going to happen probably is going to happen. And when it does, instead of it being this feel-good story about how T.J. Watt's going to be a one-helmet guy, it's going to make T.J. Watt look like a jackass for not showing up to mandatory minicamp, and it's going to make them look weak as hell for capitulating to a guy who didn't show up to mandatory minicamp.
Yep.
It's not going to be all flowers and roses and hugs and kisses. It's going to be, yeah, we got it done.
Yep, that's it.
And it didn't need to be that way. 412-928-9370.
I mean, to add gas to the fire,
please.
I mean, it's not only just, and we kind of alluded to this, it's not only Myles Garrett getting paid, but he sees what Trey Hendrickson is doing as well. I mean, those are two other guys in the division.
And Hendrickson had the best year out of all of them last year.
Out of all of them. So he's like, maybe I have to go about my business a different way. And that's why he's choosing to do this.
A lot of people are texting in that the kid has something to do with it. I'm sorry. I can't.
The kid wasn't born yesterday.
But it seems like Omar Khan was. Woo!
If he was born yesterday, okay. Like,
right. I'm not going to go all Steiger World on this. Like, Steiger World's always said, if you have a kid in the middle of a season, don't miss a game. No, screw that. You have one kid. Or you have however many kids you do, but you only get one opportunity to be there for that. That's not this situation. The kid could be here too.
Yeah.
Where do we think TJ Watt lives during the season? Oh, here? Okay. I'm sure they can afford a crib. With or without this contract.
Right.
Don't use the kid as an excuse.
I don't buy that.
It's absurd.
I don't buy that at all.
Now, I love using my kids as an excuse.
Yeah, same.
They are a great get-out-of-jail-free card. Like, you don't want to go to something, sorry, my kids are acting up.
Right.
Nora had a rough night sleeping. She's being a tyrant today. I can't be there. But in this situation, no, it's mandatory. You got to be there. And he could get fined over $100,000 for not showing up for these 3 days. Yes, Harry?
You use excuses when you didn't want to go out and hit with me. You just used your kids. Is that how that worked?
Every single time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doran showed up to your thing on Saturday night because his sons were having a slumber party. And my God, you can use it that way, too. I just got to get out of the house.
I had to get out of the house.
Like, if anything, this would be an opportunity for T.J. Watt to get away. Maybe the kid could stay in Wisconsin, and he could get some actual sleep at night. 412-928-9370. One final chance to weigh in on this. Cannot wait now. I was already champing at the bit to hear from Mike Tomlin today. I cannot wait. Cannot wait to listen to Starkey. Cannot wait to listen to the afternoon guys. Because more and more is going to trickle out over the course of the day, and we're obviously going to hear from Tom, we're going to hear from Aaron Rodgers, and my God, tomorrow is going to be the easiest show that we've ever had to do. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. I've noticed this about me, Doran, during breaking news, is I talk much faster.
Yes.
Try to get in like a two-hour show into 45 minutes.
Yes.
Basically,
you're excited, too.
Very excited. We also have our pairings for the United States Open at Oakmont, which we can get into a little bit when we come back, in addition to this Watt news. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. The breaking news, TJ Watt not going to report today to mandatory minicamp. Texter writes in, the Pirates finally win four in a row, and we're talking about TJ Watt. What are you doing? It's only the number one story nationally and locally with the team that we care most about. So we're going to keep talking about TJ Watt. You are now social media's biggest loser, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Someone writes in, didn't the Steelers just see a player go down in OTAs due to injury? Why should Watt want to show up? Yeah, Donald Parham. I got it right.
Parham.
Damn it. Yeah, he got hurt. Watt wouldn't even be participating.
No.
But he would be there as a leader. And he said he desperately wants to win here in Pittsburgh. Well, this would be step one, mandatory minicamp. Not going to get hurt walking around on the sideline. Now, guys can get hurt doing anything, walking off a curb, or, you know, if he's doing wind sprints, he could twist an ankle or something. Like, weird stuff happens.
Pushing a sled.
Pushing a sled's a good example. Or if you're Mark Caboli walking up and down the stairs, you could blow out Achilles.
Yes.
So that can happen. But I just don't see why you wouldn't do what you did 4 years ago, when that process led you to $28 million a year and also 22 and a half sacks, the most we've ever seen in NFL history. We have tee times for the U.S. Open. Local guy, Dr. Matt Vogt, dentist, Doran. He's going to tee off in the first group, 6:45 a.m. On Thursday. So he'd be part of a triumvirate, and he'll be one of three to tee off at 6:45. He may well be the first guy to tee off at the U.S. Open at Oakmont this year, which is such a thrill.
It's awesome.
So cool for him. And I'm sure the other guy everyone cares about, and there's more too. Scottie Scheffler going to tee off at 1:25 p.m. On Thursday.
Okay.
Which means you and I'll have just had our nap and perhaps some lunch.
Yes.
Throw him on the TV.
Yes.
Hell friggin' yeah.
Can't wait.
Super excited.
Do we know who Dr. Vogt is with?
I didn't recognize the names.
Okay.
So none of the big names.
All right.
I'm sure other people would have recognized the names. I'm sure you would have recognized the names. I don't know who it is. For Scottie Scheffler, it was... Oh, I lost it. I think Colin Morikawa was part of his group.
Okay.
Give me 1 second here.
Okay.
Pirates won 4 in a row. There you go. There's their mention.
Yeah, there you go.
Because I say we're going to keep talking about TJ Watt, and instead I'm going, oh, yeah, we can't find this thing. Where is this thing? You'll find it on 93.7thefan.com. How about that? All right, Pomp and Joe coming up next. I'm sure they're going to have a similar kind of show to the one that we just had for the last hour. You'll have Pony and Muller this afternoon, and they're going to have the audio, fresh audio. Mike Tomlin talking about TJ Watt. Mike Tomlin talking about Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers talking. Cam Hayward, in all likelihood, going to have to talk about everybody. So that's on the way. Can't wait for tomorrow's show. I'm already kind of oozing out of my skin in excitement for tomorrow.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
We'll have Doug Whaley from 9 o'clock until 10. Until tomorrow at 5:40, Doran. Goodbye, my friend.
Goodbye.
Harry, wonderful show today. Pomp and Joe up next. First, Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of mean Joe Green. He wouldn't have held out. 75.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.